We interrupt your regularly scheduled broadcast for a special WebmasterRadio.fm presentation. And now, spanning the globe to give you the most in-depth coverage of events that matter to you. Reporting live on location, WebmasterRadio.fm.
This segment is sponsored by AdECN, the only real-time online display advertising exchange where every impression is an auction. Advertisers get what they pay for, and publishers sell more inventory. Check them out at www.adecn.com.
You're listening to Webmaster Radio, and my name is Meredith Medlund. I'm here with Mark Carlson, who's the CEO and founder of SimpleFeed, which is an RSS provider. Welcome to our show, Mark.
Thanks, Meredith.
RSS, what are the obstacles for companies using RSS right now?
Well, RSS is getting a lot of publicity. It's very exciting, but some of the things that are slowing it down right now is that only about 10% of people are actually consuming RSS feeds right now. That's up from almost nothing a year ago. But one of the really exciting things about RSS is that RSS readers are being built into all future operating systems, most importantly, Windows Vista, which ships in January of this year. So that's part of the reason there's so much excitement around RSS.
So we can actually count on RSS being a mainstay within the internet.
Yeah, so one of the great things about the future RSS readers like Vista is that it makes it really, really easy to subscribe to RSS feeds. Your browser, Outlook, and so forth will just give you a little light up, and it'll let you know there's a feed there. You click it, and you're subscribed. And so it takes it sort of from the world of geeky technology into a mainstream area.
It certainly does. It's fun talking to you, because a year ago we were having this conversation when I was at AdTech and saying, we got to do RSS and look at what's happening. So that brings me to my next point, which is tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the AdTech RSS feed right now.
Yeah, so that's great. So if you go to ad-tech.com and on the left navigation bar, there's a little button, I guess, it says RSS. You click on that, it takes you to a page that is within AdTech. Looks exactly like AdTech. It's actually running on our servers. And at that page, you can opt into various areas of interest. So information about the shows, information that might be of interest to marketing people like Marketing Box, Marketing Sherpa, this podcast, the blog, and so forth. So you check a few boxes, you click create, and then on the next page, you can subscribe to the RSS feed with a one click of a button.
But you actually need a reader on your computer as well if you don't have one.
Well, you can use a reader, a downloadable desktop reader, or you can read it within your favorite portal like My Yahoo, My AOL, My Google. There are links to all of those right on the page, and just click on it and you're subscribed.
What's your favorite RSS reader?
I use the NewsGator Outlook plugin, which approximates what the next version of Outlook is going to look like. And I like that just because I can then search through my feeds very easily, and I can also forward it like a piece of email when we're collaborating on things.
And that's NewsGator.com.
That is NewsGator.com.
All right. Just want to make sure our listeners know where to go. Well, let's talk about SimpleFeed and SimpleFeed.com. What's the most exciting deal you've got going on?
Boy, really had great success. We're signing up almost a Fortune 500 customer a month, as well as a bunch of other people. We sell this to e-commerce companies like Book of the Month Club, to people who are aggressive about online marketing like Intuit, to leading publishers, media events, and so forth, like AdTech itself. Unfortunately, B2B company, you can't always talk about your most exciting customers, but clever searchers could figure it out, and it's going really well.
So let's talk about the value of RSS. As a marketer, there are a lot of choices. We've been talking to a number of online advertising networks, a number of beautiful content delivery systems. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. So why have a marketer put their attention on RSS?
Well, there are a lot of really great benefits to it. You might think about RSS as sort of sitting between email and a website. It doesn't require an email address, so people are highly likely to opt into it because just the commitment is lower. It's just different than email. Also with RSS, you can put a lot more content and a lot more targeted and specific content out to people, and customers really like it. So, through SimpleFeed, you're able to measure very precisely what content is working, what content isn't working. You're also able to put content out that looks like your marketing message, like a piece of email or like your website. So it's worked out extremely well for our customers.
How many people are actually using RSS feeds?
I think Forrester's number is about 10% right now. Although it's kind of interesting, a lot more people use it at a place like My Yahoo or My AOL and they don't realize they're using it because it's, you know, they just think they're adding a piece of content when really they've gone into a database and pulled out a feed and didn't even know it.
And when you're working with a company, do you help them aggregate video and audio products and the text and that sort of thing? Are you literally delivering the technology component?
Well, you know, we think of ourselves as a technology company, although with a lot of implementations, they don't feel like they have enough content of relevance. So we end up, for example, with AdTech, which really has this problem in that it's a few events a year and then not much in between, and events don't necessarily have a lot of content. So what they do, and we help them do this, obviously, is grab other RSS feeds that might be of interest to their community of interest.
Fantastic. So what's it like starting a company and seeing it succeed in the process?
Well, it's exciting. It's exhausting. It's nerve-wracking, but it's mostly just sort of fun. You know, I've done this for 13 years now. I started in investment banking, which is kind of a high-profile but sort of arduous and tedious business. And I just really find the creativity and the openness and the lack of politics around startups to be really exciting and just what I do best. And there are very few things better than seeing your ideas succeed out there and kind of moving the world in a direction that you'd like to see it go.
Yeah, well, it's really fun seeing you move in a great direction. And I remember sitting in a conference room with you when you didn't even have any clients. So this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's gone all right since those days. And those days weren't that long ago. You know?
That's right. Lots of Fortune 500 ones. I mean, this was fantastic and awesome. All right. Well, you can find out more information about Simple Feed at simplefeed.com. And you can certainly talk to Mark if you need to. And Mark, do you want to give your email?
Sure. It's Mark, M-A-R-K, at simplefeed.com.
Nice and easy. That's how we like to keep it here at Webmaster Radio. Make sure you go to the AdTech website, which is ad-tech.com, and you can get more information on the RSS feed available through AdTech on the left-hand rail under RSS. And we're certainly glad to be reporting live right from the Chicago AdTech show floor. My name is Meredith Medland, and you're listening to WebmasterRadio.fm. Thanks.